Well, it's that time of the season where we hit the final high school sports seasons of the year. And as we head into the spring, it's track and field season. And we are here with head coach of the Stuart Broncos track and field team, Travis Ludwig. And coach, know you have a few returners coming back from the state track meet from last year and hopefully picked up some youngsters that are coming in as freshmen or maybe those that didn't go out. Tell us a little bit about the numbers.
Well, the numbers are small. But we got five returners that have some experience at the state track meet. We have 12 boys and five girls out this year. Of those girls, Lacey Paxton is a three-time qualifier in the 200, the 400, and the mile last year. So she's seen a lot of different races down at Omaha. For the boys, we have 4x4. Three of the four members of the mile relay are back. And then we have Simon Addison, who ran real well for us in the 110s last year. We're going to look to stretch him into the 300s this year as well. Then we got some throwers, I think, that can make some noise maybe because they were close with some thirds at districts last year. And we got Cade Rum in the triple jump as a returning state qualifier. He's also in that 4x4. And then Drew Schmatter and Ben Paxton are other members of that 4x4. As far as newcomers, we have a freshman in Briar Almgren. And then from a name you might recognize from the basketball team, Gavin Mustin went out this year. So we're looking to put him in the high jump and maybe the triple jump, and see if he can qualify or see if he can earn a spot on one of those relays.
How about any extras on the girls' side? We mentioned Lacey Paxton, and you said low numbers. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we got Lacey out. She'd probably be the leader. We got Bryn Almgren that moved into Stuart, and she's a girl that's been out for track every year of her high school career. Addie Kettler, who's run some distance for us, and she's working hard. Addison Steinhauser is wanting to move to the high jump this year, and she's looked pretty good in practice, so we're excited for that. And then Reagan Strikey has been doing some of the horizontal and vertical jumps for us, and she'll get to do some middle distance running as well. So it's an older bunch of girls. They're all juniors and seniors. The numbers are low here in terms of freshmen, sophomores, and we don't have any freshmen, sophomore girls out. But the girls have worked hard. They've been fun in practice, and we're hoping they can pick up some hardware along the way during the season.
Coach, talk about maybe you said low numbers, but maybe a little bit easier for you and your staff to get around and really work with the kids on technique, fundamentals, and things like that.
Yeah, that's a good point. We have Carrie Hickey, who works with the throwers, and she does a real good job with them. So she gets to spend a lot of individual time with those kids. Stacy Ledwig works with the hurdlers. I think she's got some good talent there. We have Briar and Simon working hurdles. We've toyed with the idea of putting a couple of those girls in hurdle races. We haven't done that yet, but she does a good job with the hurdlers, and then she does some distance work. I tend to take the mid-distance and distance kids, but if I get moved to the horizontal jumps, she'll take over there. Mr. Sherman, or Colin Sherman, the football coach, he does a lot of the high jump and sprint work. Does a real good job with that, too. So it's a situation where we can all kind of specialize and work with the kids in different areas, and like you said, they get a lot of attention. Hopefully that translates to success on the track.
Talk about some of your outdoor meets and maybe your first outdoor meet that you have coming up for the Broncos.
Well, the first outdoor meet was scheduled for next Monday, the 25th, up at Gregory, South Dakota. It's going to be a new one. We've been trying to go to that for about 2 years now, and it always gets snowed out, and they actually already postponed that. So now it's looking like Plainview on the 28th will be our first outdoor meet. Although when looking at the weather forecast, I'm not the most optimistic that we're going to have that one, because as we're recording this, I think the high that day is supposed to be 40, and there might be some snow on the ground from this storm that's supposed to be moving in over the weekend.
All right, Coach. Also talk about maybe a little bit heading into districts this year. Same districts and the same teams you're looking at?
It's essentially the same teams. Boyd County did move up to Class C, so they will be in the district with, I think, West Holt and those C schools. But we did have North Central move into our district, so I believe our district meet will be held out at Bassett. Pretty much the same. I know Plainview's got a quality track team. You know, they won the team title last year for the boys. Although they've lost a few real quality seniors, but they still have some good kids back. Creighton's in it. Then we got EPPJ, Niobrara Verdigris will be in it, CWC, Santee, Stewart, and I believe Cody Kilgore is the other one. So essentially the same, but there's always one or two teams that might switch out.
Well, Coach Ludwig, short on numbers, but quite a few returning from state from not only last year but previous years, and a chance maybe to get some others to the state meet coming up in the month of May.
Yep, that's the plan. The kids have been working hard, and we've actually had some good practice weather. You know, early season there in late February when we started, it was pretty good. March has been a little different story. But we're excited to get on the track and see what we can do and improve as the season goes on and see where we're at the end of the year.
All right, Coach. Appreciate it. Best of luck to you and the Broncos, and we'll see you on the track trail.
All right. Thank you, Cody.